All right, video editor's playbook. The purpose of this document, I'm gonna roll through a document here real quick with you. The purpose of this document is for you to be able to send it to an editor just so that they're easily brought up to speed. One of the things you're gonna experience is as you start to bring on more editors, some of them will leave. So you need a, you know, SOP for someone to just step in and get quickly up to speed on how to edit VSLs in general. So just send them this document, but first I'm gonna roll with real quick with it. I'm gonna roll through this real quick with you. So just redo this for your own kind of brand so that you can easily bring anyone up to speed. Essentially, you already know this. There's three pieces to the puzzle: the hook, the lead, and the main VSL. The hooks are the scroll stoppers, right? The purpose is to stop people from scrolling. They're in this like zoning out social media daze, and they're looking for that quick kind of dopamine rush. So a hook is imperative just to get them to stop scrolling and pay attention. And we do that with weird, entertaining, what the fuck kind of clips to do that. Measures of success. You know your hooks are really good when they have an 8 cent cost per 3 second view. And there's about a 70% retention rate after 3 seconds. So if you go inside of your media buying account, you can just add this 3 second retention rate. It's basically video 3 second plays divided by video plays. Let you know how long, how many people are starting to watch the VSL. Media buyers are responsible. I like to say media buyers are responsible for hooks in general because they're in the weeds, right? And to be able to make a hook and throw it on a VSL is like a 2 second kind of thing that requires really low level editing skill. So I give this task to my media buyers. It's one of their jobs is to just constantly be churning out new hooks to make sure that we're really engaging the audience and getting them to stop scrolling. Here's a couple example. For scroll stoppers, one of your rituals that I want you to do, that I want your guys to do, is to just make it a weekly ritual to go on AdSpy, spy out your competitors, and just brainstorm. For every good idea you see, write it down, try to get 10 good ideas, and then 10 ways you can apply this. Next time you shoot a lead or a hook, you can apply these hook ideas and just make it a ritual to go in and crank out new hooks all the time. Here's a couple examples of competitors you can see. Regarding leads, once you got someone to stop scrolling, the next job is to inspire them to watch the full VSL. So leads are like 30-second to 2-minute mini VSLs whose job is just to inspire them to watch all the way to the end, right? When we do leads, we get like, we follow the lead Bible to get a bunch of ideas, and we use, and we just slap them on and try to get one that really, really works. Metrics of success is, 10% after 60 seconds, there's a 10% retention rate there. That's a huge thing, which means after 60 seconds, 10% of the people who started watching will continue watching. That's a real fire lead. So you just keep testing until you get something on this level, because it doesn't even matter how good the VSL is at the end, right? You want to optimize people, sucking people in as much as possible, get as much people to come in as possible. And the lead is imperative for inspiring them to watch all the way to the end. Once they see the lead, they're hooked and they want to watch the VSL all the way to the end. Average watch time is another really important metric that we use. I like to use 1 second for every minute long the VSL is. So basically, if it's 25 minute VSL, a 30 second average watch time is pretty good. 50 minute, then a 50 second average watch time is really good. That funnels everybody into the video sales letter, right? And obviously, it's the core thing, and the job of the VSL is to inspire them to solve their problem today and buy the product. My monster campaigns, they come right out of the gate, a 200% ROI. That's how you know you're really, really, really crushing. If you're negative 30% ROI, that's still great. That means a lot of people are interested in buying and you're just a few kind of tweaks away to make it work. One of the mottos is the more you create, the better it gets. This is really it, man. It's a creative game, constantly creating more and more variations. And the more you create, the better your VSLs will do. I shoot like 10 to 20 leads at a time. So we have a large amount of ammunition for angles that we can use. But once you get a fire one, it just explodes. This is a note about your own target audience, because there's a way that you can present to your audience that's right and wrong. One note is that women over 40 plus have a hard time seeing, and also most people on Facebook ads don't watch with audio on. So you always want to have captions. And for our lesson, when we're doing skincare brand, this was a huge lesson, right? This is what our audience looks like, right? This is what our audience wants to look like, right? That same age, beautiful skin, but you can tell she's kind of older. And then this is what they don't want to look like, right? So if we use women like this, 25-year-olds, it's going to really piss off the audience. So it's important that you share with your editors who the customer kind of is and also what their dreams are, because their dreams are the B-roll of the life they're going to create, and then what their kind of nightmare is, right? The problem kind of, the problem shots that's going to inspire them to, like, you know, just take the pain a little bit here. So a couple Facebook compliance rules. If you're doing e-commerce, you have some rules you've got to follow by. If you're doing supplements, you got really strict rules you got to follow by. But if you're doing like courses in info products, then you don't have as many rules. There's like the, for some reason, you just have way less rules, right? So a couple things, don't zoom in on problem areas. You want to have clear branding and no before and after pictures, right? So here's what's not allowed on Facebook, getting too zoomed in on that problem, right? We're so zoomed in on the eye here, zoomed in on the nails, this. You can't zoom in and target any specific problems really close. Can't focus on that, can't focus on that. Those will cause issues. You want to zoom out a little bit. And then, of course, no before and after pictures. Now, there might have changed something with this, but based on what I still know, it's no before and after pictures. There's some ways you can get around this, but you can't do this side-by-side kind of shots right now on Facebook. With YouTube, it's totally different, right? You can have anything really goes as far as I've seen in YouTube. You can be pretty aggressive. So just take all the rules you have with Facebook and just reverse them, right? Like definitely zoom in, definitely get a little bit more aggressive, definitely talk about before and after shots, get clear on those. Bada boom, right? And then feedback on how your videos performed, right? How do you know if something that you did actually worked really well? Here's an example of when you do this right. Like these were a bunch of different hooks that we did for a split test. As you can see, there's a bunch of cost per 10 second views that are pretty high, but one of them was the lowest. It was 13 cents, and that also had the lowest cost per purchase, right? And then that had the most amount of scale because you just really blast on the best campaign. When you have your, the point of making campaigns, by the way, is you get a bunch of ads, but you put all your money on the biggest one. A lot of people get stuck in this split testing kind of mindset. But the point is you're split testing until you find the winner and then you scale the winner as hard as you can. And if listen, one of 20 hooks performs, it's a monster, right? You're just looking for that one most profitable lead or one most profitable hook that has the best suck it rate off of Facebook that stops the scroll, gets them paying attention, and gets them to watch the full VSL. In terms of ratios for Facebook ad, 4x5 is how you want to go. YouTube ads, horizontal is how you want to go. TikTok, vertical, that's kind of how you want to go. For B-roll, right, for stock footage, we use Shutterstock, right? If you hit them up, you can buy a license. There's a lot more rare B-roll inside of there and stock footage inside of Shutterstock. If you use stuff, companies like Storyblocks and Cheap Out on that, all your competitors are using that. So it's going to be, there's going to be, you know, stock footage in there that they've seen that's going to kill conversion rates. And then finally, how to do subtitles, right? People watch with sound off most of the time. So you just want to have a good subtitle. This is a good proper size for subtitles as far as I've seen that works really well. And that's pretty much it. Take this document, copy it, customize it for your own brand, and then just send it to any video editor just to quickly bring them up to speed on, you know, what you look for in making a VSL and how you want your VSLs to be made.